Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for this opportunity. Wow, I look back and it just kind of hit me. I was sitting there during service. Ever since I was London's age, amen, I've been feeling the presence of the Lord in this sanctuary. And we serve a God of progress, amen, Brother Pepper. He's the same God that was the same way. He was the same 15, 20 years ago, and he's the same God that we feel here tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm thankful to be part of the Church of the Living God. Amen. I'm glad I'm serving a God that's never failed. I'm glad I serve a God that lets me be able to overcome. Amen. Here tonight. Praise the Lord. Don't matter what the devil throws our way. Amen. Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, if you've got your Bibles there tonight, we're going to be, praise the Lord, Acts chapter 1. Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 1. Praise the Lord. I mentioned the pastor there. I come from a long line of even longer-winded preachers. Praise the Lord. God hasn't bestowed me with that gift yet, so you hang on. The Lord's going to help us here tonight for just a few minutes. Amen. Acts chapter 1 there, verse number 4. If you've got it, say amen. Amen. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, this is Jesus speaking, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And when they were therefore come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Amen. Zechariah chapter 4. Got one more verse here. Praise the Lord. Zechariah chapter 4. Praise the Lord. Pastor, I've got me a tab here. I'm not as good as Bible drills as I used to be. Praise the Lord. Amen. Zechariah chapter 4. Amen. Verse number 1. And the angel that talked with me came again and waked me as a man that is wakened out of his sleep and said unto me, What seest thou? And I said, And he said unto me, What seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick all of gold, with the bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereon, the seven pipes to the seven lamps, which are upon the top thereof, and two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, What are these, my Lord? And the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, Knowest thou not what these be? And I said, No, my Lord. Then he answered, verse number 6, Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. God being my help tonight, I want to preach for just a few minutes. Amen. Having a passion for the power. Amen. Having anointing, praise the Lord, that abides. Pastor, would you pray for me tonight?
Father in heaven, we pray.
Oh, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, I pray that you help me in this service. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. So I've read here, I've pulled out some key words you've noticed here tonight in these words, in these verses here. Amen. Number one, power. Power, definition. Praise the Lord. This is Webster, Merriam-Webster. The capacity or ability to direct influence or the behavior of others or the course of events. Amen. How many knows without any power there's not going to be anything accomplished? Amen. I like the latter part of this definition. It says to direct the course of events. How many knows we'd be living in a very different world today if Pentecost hadn't happened? Amen. That was a day where some people paid the price and it changed the history of the world forever. Amen. But Zechariah chapter 4 here, not by might, but by my spirit, amen, which is the authority, the power, amen, the energy of the Holy Ghost, if you will. If I could translate it here just for a young minute for these young people here, I want you to know tonight, the young people, you can be anointed to do what God has called you to do. And it's not necessarily just preaching the gospel, but you can be anointed, amen, to do schoolwork. Praise the Lord. You can be anointed to take out the trash. I wish that is a truth that I could have gotten a hold of while I was doing my schoolwork. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord's helped me with that a lot. But you can be anointed. Praise the Lord. Use that definition. Energy. God will give you energy. He will give you anointing to do your schoolwork, to do everything. Amen. What's our verse? Do it heartily as to the Lord. Amen. And not unto men. Praise the Lord. It's our energy. Praise the Lord. In this way, the king has provided a way that his word can be preserved. Amen. How many knows down through the ages, God has taken careful preparations to preserve his word and to preserve his power. Guard the tools of the word of God and things that have come down through the ages. God has preserved his word. He's made it in a way that it cannot be, no man can take glory for it. And any time you come into a situation and there's no way, I mean, there's just mind-blowing things that have happened. You can say, no, nobody but God could do such things as these. Amen. They wrote a song about it, Sister Lindsay. Amen. But God, he comes to us in such a way that there's no man that can take glory for it. It's only God. Praise the Lord. God could do such things as these. Amen. So, first of all, we've got our first point here tonight. What is the purpose of the power? Amen. What is the purpose for the anointing? I believe that directs us back to Acts chapter 1. Amen. God has a purpose and a plan. How many's glad we don't serve an aimless God here tonight? Praise the Lord. He's got a plan and he's got a purpose. Amen. Here for this service tonight, I want you to keep that in mind, that this service, God made it for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. He didn't just look around at all the churches having church tonight in the United States and saying, well, I see Calvary Lighthouse over here and I think I'll just dump a little bit out on them tonight. No, I believe God has a purpose. He has a plan for you to be here tonight. He wants to help you in these altars here tonight. Amen. Acts chapter 1, the purpose that ye shall be witnesses. Amen. Unto me, we receive the power. Amen. The power of God, I believe, is never apart from the purpose of God that he gives us. He doesn't just give us power and then release us to do our own thing. Amen. Because we know, I once read a quote. It says, if you want to test a man, don't put him through adversity. Amen. Give the man some power. Praise the Lord. And that's the true test of a man. Give him some power and see what he'll do with it. Amen. How many knows that's been mightily misused here in the U.S. and just whatever aspect you can put on it. Amen. But God has a plan and he's given us a purpose. Praise the Lord. Ye shall be witnesses. Amen. The power of the Holy Ghost. It was given to the disciples to make the kingdom of Christ a reality. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sometimes people look down on us a lot of times. Amen. We serve a fairy tale God. He's just up in the sky. We just pray to him and we run around and we jump and shout and we're just wild and crazy. And no, we have a purpose. Amen. There's a God that's given us. Amen. There's a reason why we do the things that we do. We are called in this world. That's why we were given the Holy Ghost, to make Christ real to this world around us, to make us effective. Amen. Likewise, Paul said, amen, to the believers. Romans chapter 8. Praise the Lord. Amen. Romans chapter 8, verse 27. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his what? According to his purpose. Amen. So once we see here, again, God's power working hand in hand with his purpose. Amen. Now, I appreciate what Pastor said. I like to shout it in my seat there when he opened up the service and he said, demonstration. I said, wow, praise God. Amen. You know, the devil, many times he don't get excited when you read the Bible. That's not what scares him. You can read it right there, and I can read it all day long, but it's when I begin to put it into action, I begin to have faith, just like the pastor said, and I begin to take a hold of what God's given me, and I begin to use it. Praise the Lord. Not with enticing words, 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse, excuse me, chapter 2 and verse 4. Not with enticing words of men's wisdom, but in demonstration and in power. Praise the Lord. I believe there's something very important we need to notice about the first first part of that verse, it says, with my speech and with my preaching. He divided the two. That verse is not just for preachers. It's with my speech, everything I do. Let it to be to glorify God. That means lay people. Even if you're not a member, you can have power in your words. Praise the Lord. Amen. So that being said, we're called to God's purpose, not our own. Amen. Praise the Lord. When all the songs have been sung and all the church has been had, amen, we start the service. Praise the Lord. I believe when we dismiss, we say the dismissal prayer. Pastor, that's when the real service starts. As soon as we leave those doors, that's when God has given us the power to go out into our community, to reach out into our families, amen, to our workplaces, and distribute the power that He's given us. Amen. Praise the Lord. We've been called on a purpose and on a mission to hear His word and to do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. His hand is always in ours. Amen. And He has a purpose. Praise the Lord. Verse number 4 there, I was reading in Acts chapter 1. Number 2 here, we've got some, I used a word to kind of help me. It's just a fancy word for a have to. You got to have it before you can have this. It's a prerequisite. Amen. I want to define that. And a thing that is required for a prior condition for something else to happen or to exist. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's a prerequisite, something that must happen before. How many knows what they did before Pentecost was poured out? They prayed for 10 days. They paid the price. They didn't know how long they were going to have to wait. Jesus had just been crucified and resurrected. It had been 50 days there, and we're here at the Feast of Pentecost, and they didn't know how long they were going to have to wait. But God said, wait. He said, tarry. Amen. Pastor, He said, for the promise. Abraham was promised. The disciples were promised. They didn't know how long they were going to have to wait. Amen. Looks like He made them wait 10 days versus, you know, a few hundred years. Praise the Lord for that. But amen. He fulfilled His promise. Amen. They paid the price for the power of God. They were tarrying for the promise that was going to be fulfilled. Amen. They were expecting God to move. Praise the Lord. I believe there's one thing that made a difference. I was thinking about this the other day and studying on it. The lame man that was healed at the temple was during the same lifetime, Peter and John, Acts chapter 3, they went up at the hour of prayer to preach, to pray. And they went up there, and they were going to pray, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon them. They said, silver and gold have I none. But what you notice there, if you read in that chapter, he says the man looked on them expecting. Amen? This could have been the very difference in his life. This is very possibly the same place that Jesus went up many times before, that he no doubt had seen Jesus pass by. But I believe the difference that was made in his life is he was expecting something from them. Amen. We come to church, and what do we expect? Do we expect to be just entertained by the pastor and by the amazing singing that goes on? But are we expecting God to do something in our life? Are we expecting Him to fill us with His power and with His anointing in order that we might be effective, amen, in this world around us? Praise the Lord. We have to expect God to move. Amen. Some other requirements. There may have to be some things that we lay aside in order to cut down on the noise and hear from God. Praise the Lord. Number 1, keep your eyes on Jesus. How many knows that's very hard to do in the world we live in? With the crazy world of politics and things that are going on, it's awful hard to keep your eyes on Jesus and not get your eyes on things around you. Praise the Lord. But I believe if we keep our focus on Him, that's a direct current. That's a direct pathway to receiving the power of God. Amen. Number 2, keep your life clean. I praise the Lord. I don't believe God's going to anoint an unclean vessel. Amen. He said it many times. We put Him on the potter's wheel, and He works on us a little bit. He puts His thumb in us, and he works on us. Praise the Lord. He's cleaning up our vessels so that we may be meet for the Master's use. Amen. Prepared unto every good work. I like this point, Brother Larry. Keep your heart grateful. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm more apt to do something for somebody the next time if they told me thank you. Amen. I don't know about you, but I don't know if God's like that sometimes. If we give Him praise, praise the Lord, we become progress, and no longer it's not in the prayer request. Now that same request is made into testimony service. Amen. God has answered that prayer. We've moved on. We went from a prayer request to a testimony. Amen. God has given us the power to do that. Amen. But that's something we've got to do. Keep your purpose firm. Amen. Keeping your mind on Jesus. Not only your eyes. Amen. There's a difference between keeping your eyes and keeping your mind on Jesus. How many believes that mental warfare Amen. Is one of the strongest points that the devil will attack us in, and the things that the medicines, the things that they're coming up with these days, and the things that people are going, things that are going through their mind are just unthought of, and the warfare that the devil is waging on our minds. Amen. But if we'll give that to God, give the control of your mind to the Holy Spirit, and He will move in your life, and He will anoint you. Praise the Lord, and He will keep you effective. Amen. Praise the Lord. They paid the price at Pentecost. Amen. They prayed and they stayed until the power came. Amen. Until the anointing came. Praise the Lord. Here's an important part I want to stress to you here. Number three, the person of the power. Praise the Lord. How many knows you can't have anything with God without a relationship with Jesus Christ first? Amen. Jesus Christ, He is, amen, the definition, the anointed one. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Word, He's the Word, He's Logos, made flesh. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's everything you need. From the first to the last, He's the author and the finisher. This time of year, He's the wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I'm talking about the person of the power here tonight. Amen. Jesus is the living Word. We must be so careful never to separate the power of God from the person of Jesus Christ. Amen. We must never separate the two. You cannot have one without the other. Jesus Christ, the anointed one. Amen. If you ever question something that's happened, or if you see a move of God, or you hear a song, or you hear a message preached, or, well, God forbid, if you hear a message on the radio, praise the Lord, you got to watch them these days. I want you to know you can compare it to the Word of God. Compare it to Jesus Christ. If it lifts Jesus Christ up, it's the real deal. It's the anointing. It's the genuine anointing in your life that'll make the difference. Praise the Lord. He'll make you effective. Amen. The person of the power, Jesus, He has all authority. Amen. And He has all approval. Praise the Lord. So the power of God, it is the transforming ability, amen, given through Christ Jesus to effect a change. Amen. How many knows where the power of the Lord is? Things aren't going to be the same when you leave. Praise the Lord. I love the old song. You won't leave here like you came, because the Holy Ghost that we read about here in Acts tonight, it's still the same. Praise the Lord. When we leave here tonight, you came in here with the need. I don't know what it is, but the Lord has met you here tonight, and He has the power. And it's up to us to come down to these altars and say, Lord, let me be a connection. Let me be in a place where You can fill me, amen, with Your power. Praise the Lord. You can transform me, amen, and not leave me the same way. Amen. Now here's I mentioned this just a bit ago, but here's something I believe that the anointing will help you do. It will help you follow the truth. Amen. I'm thankful the anointing will not let you be deceived. Praise the Lord. The anointing, amen, it's one of the most understood, misunderstood things in the church today, I believe. There's false anointings and false Christ. And the Holy Ghost, I was praying, I said, God, give me a simple definition of the anointing to help people understand. Because, I mean, it's mind-boggling sometimes with people, how complicated they make it. Amen. Praise the Lord. But it is the authority, amen, it is the anointing. It's working on the authority of the Holy Ghost to effectively communicate Christ. Praise the Lord. It's what makes you a communicator. It's literally the starter fluid to the fire. Praise the Lord. It helps you along the way. Praise the Lord. It makes you effective. Amen. You have, praise the Lord. But how many are thankful for the real anointing and the power of God? Amen. I'm thankful. Praise the Lord. If you'll go with me, I've got a couple more verses here. Luke chapter 4. Praise the Lord. I like to follow Jesus. He's our best example. Amen. Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 4, verse 17. And there delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because what? He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, the recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Amen. I'm thankful that Jesus gave us a pretty good example right there of what we are to do, to preach deliverance to the captives. Amen. If you can look through the ministry of Jesus all through the four Gospels and anywhere else that Jesus' life is told, He fulfilled every one of these stanzas, every four of these clauses, whether it was delivering the captives or the recovery of sight to the blind. Everything that Jesus did made an impact because He was anointed by God. Amen. Praise the Lord. 1 John chapter 2. Praise the Lord. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 20. Praise the Lord. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 20, but ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. Amen. That word unction right there is the word anointing. Praise the Lord. Translated anointing. These things, I'm going to jump down to verse 26. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 26. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But at the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Like I said before, the true power of God will not let you be deceived. Amen. I believe with all of my heart, Pastor, and I preached this at my church not long ago, a little bit different take on it, but I believe with all of my heart that if you mean business with God, the Holy Ghost is not going to let you be deceived in this last hour. If you are serious with God, if you're serious about serving God in these altars and out there in that community, God and the Holy Ghost is not going to let you be deceived. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are given, verse 20, an unction from the Holy One and know all things. Praise the Lord. Unction, amen, comes, I believe we're going to be anointed through our words. We're working on the authority given to us, the boldness of the Holy Ghost that He gives us. Amen. The word authority, the root word is author, amen, which is the master of words. Praise the Lord. I believe that's how Jesus did. He was the, one of His definitions, amen, Jesus was the spoken Word of God. He stood up there in Luke chapter 4 and declared by the words of His mouth. He was anointed. Praise the Lord. That's one of the many ways God is going to use you. Is so you can use your words to effectively minister Christ and the truth. Praise the Lord. Amen. The root word or author. Jesus is the spoken word of God. Amen. Now the yoke of sin, praise the Lord, Isaiah chapter 10. The yoke is destroyed because of the anointing. Praise the Lord. This is a good illustration. I was studying on this. Isaiah, praise the Lord, in Isaiah chapter 10 there, what he's talking about is many times in those days when farmers and the people, the masters, whoever was buying the oxen would go into the market, amen, they would look for the oxen that had the thinnest neck. Because when the many times where they got the oil from in the Bible is when they killed the ox, they would slay the ox and they would burn the fat around the neck. And that's what made the oil that they anointed with. Amen. So many times they would look for the oxen with the thinnest neck. Because if you've got an oxen with a fat neck, he could easily get out of the yoke. That's all he had to do was shrug just the right way and he could get out of the yoke and run off and run free. Amen. One translation of that word destroyed there, the anointing. The anointing, it causes the yoke to be destroyed. Amen. Literally, God will let you throw off whatever the devil is putting on you. Praise the Lord. He is destroying the yoke. Amen. Because of the anointing oil. Amen. Or like, praise the Lord, I'm thinking of an illustration, a breaker box. Praise the Lord, for instance. We have the power. We have the resources. It's all back here. And we have the need. The need is evident. Amen. Because there's no light in the room. Amen. So we need a breaker to become a connection point between the power and the output, between the power and the manifestation. Praise the Lord. How many knows we live in a pretty dark world out there? Amen. Jesus is the light and we've got the supply. We've got what we need, but Jesus needs us to be the breaker. He needs us to be the connection point where we can meet at these altars, get full of His power, get full of His Spirit. Praise the Lord and be effective outside those double doors. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm more hungry than ever before to see, praise the Lord, what God will do with His power. Amen. We cannot, praise the Lord, I believe with all of my heart, we can't afford to proceed without the power of God. Amen. Many times it says in the New Testament they had the form, but they denied the power. And we have enough people with the form. Amen. God's looking for some people that have power. People, amen. The world is ready to see some effective Christians. Some that don't just go to church service after church service and nothing seems to change. But God is waiting for a people who will be a breaker, who will be a connection point, who's ready to make a change in the world that they live in. Amen. Praise the Lord. Also, the anointing is given. Amen. Here's my last point. Sister Lindsay, if you'd come ahead and come to the piano. Amen. The anointing is given as a sign that God has chosen you. Amen. God has chosen you. Many examples were given of the kings in the Bible. That's how God would choose the kings. I'm thinking of one in particular, King David. He was anointed by Samuel. That was the mark of God's approval on David's life. And he was chosen, amen, to be king. Anointing, praise the Lord, that abides with you. Jesus was chosen by God, praise the Lord, at the river. The Spirit descended on him in the form of a dove. And he was anointed right there. He said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Praise the Lord. Amen. So, let me put it to you like this. You don't go out and buy a couch without first testing it, right? You don't sit on it. You might lay on it. You might flop on it. Praise the Lord. But God wants to anoint us, and he wants to choose us. But I don't believe he's going to do that without testing us first to see whether we're going to be what he wants us to be. Amen. I know we're all going through testings, and I can't know what God hasn't revealed to me what people are going through in their life. Amen. I pray he reveals it to your pastor that he may know. But God may be testing you. Don't take that as a negative sign. Amen. Maybe God's fixing to choose you. Maybe God's fixing to call you. God's fixing to pour his power out on you. He's fixing to anoint you, to make you effective in the world that you live. Amen. Praise the Lord. Would you stand with me here tonight? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Maybe God is about to anoint you. That's where I want to make my point here tonight. We've got the power and we've got Jesus, and God's done his part. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I want you to come to these altars tonight, and I want you to pray that prayer. Lord, make me effective in the world that I am. Lord, help me not to be a powerless Christian. Lord, help me to be anointed. Help me to be anointed in the world that I live in. Lord, the people around me. God, would you help me to have your power in a way that I've never had it before. Amen. Lord, would you give me boldness to speak the truth. In Jesus' name. Would you come? Praise the Lord. I invite you to these altars tonight. Lord.